It's time to have lunch and talk sports. It's the Midday Sports Zone on Middle Georgia's ESPN.
Hour number two in the Midday Sports Zone. Russ Brown, Daniel Shirley with you here. We got Stan Autry on the way at 12:30. We'll talk a little Georgia Tech with him. And Daniel says golf, too. Daniel wants to talk golf, so we'll talk golf. But
I always want to talk golf.
I know you do.
Except about my own swing.
I couldn't even analyze my swing. I don't remember. I do remember the last time I played golf. The last time I played golf, we did it on the show.
That's right.
For the Masters. That was like 6 years ago.
You and Bill went and played.
It was fun. We had a good time. I mean, that's,
where was that?
At Idle Hour.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a good time. It took us the whole 3 hours of the show to play the front nine, but we had fun. We had fun, and that's all that matters. Little football game going on in Atlanta this weekend. Georgia Tech hosts the number one team in the country, and to get a little of the Clemson perspective, yeah, and you promised to be like social or
I'm not going to talk.
Journalistically responsible.
Yes,
right?
I'm not going to say a word. You ask all the questions.
No, you really need to come in because you can tell me who the backup quarterback is. I just know he wears number 7. I think is it
five.
7? 5. Close.
Five. I can't say his name. Grace, how do you say his name?
DJ Uiagalelei.
There you go.
Wow.
I can't say that. I grew up in South Carolina. I can't say that.
Yeah, that was he got a little playing time, but it's the number one team in the country coming to town in Atlanta. Grace Rayner from The Athletic joining us now. She covers the Clemson Tigers. Grace, going into last week's game against Miami, and Daniel, obviously, he's an alum and a fan, and we know that. That's okay. But I was telling him, I said, you know, this team just has a sense in big games like that to kind of get up and play well, and that's kind of what I expected to see on Saturday night. And not to knock Miami. I think they're a good team. It's just Clemson is who they are. And then you come into a game like this where, you know, Georgia Tech, new coach, and they're starting to turn the corner a little bit. But how does Dabo Swinney keep this team motivated week in and week out when they just seem so much better than their competition?
Sure. It's funny that you asked that because Daniel and I were literally talking about that very thing this morning. But, you know, I think that the way that Dabo Swinney does it is, for as cliche as it might sound, he convinces his team that every single week is their biggest game on their schedule. And I think that they really buy into that. And then I think that when you look at the ACC and the fact that it's been down a couple of years, I mean, really Clemson doesn't have a ton of room for error anyway. The margin is so small. And so, you know, I think they just approach every week like it's playoff football because they know that every single week they're getting everyone's very best.
Grace, they looked really good last week. Everybody knows about Trevor Lawrence, and he's probably going to be the number one pick. Travis Etienne's probably going to be a first-round pick. Who are some of the guys that maybe Georgia Tech fans don't know about who've kind of stood out for this year's team?
I would say the first one would be, I'm sure they probably know about him now, so maybe this is not a super great answer, but Andrew Booth has just been sensational, and he's a guy that, you know, he's a sophomore cornerback. He's a guy that we didn't really see a ton of last year. He was hurt. He kind of struggled a little bit with confidence, but had the five-star talent. And my goodness, I mean, just the plays that he's making on the ball, it's become like watching Andrew Booth highlights have become part of my weekly routine at this point. So I would say from my standpoint, he's been the most exciting new guy that we didn't know a ton about who's really come into his own this season.
Grace, if for the Georgia Tech fan out there that is, you know, thinking big thoughts and thinking big upset this weekend, what is there a phase of the game that Clemson struggles at? Is there a weakness on this team that the Yellow Jackets may be able to take advantage of?
You know, I think Dabo Swinney has said that he thinks that his first team offensive line is playing as well as any unit that he's had, but I think there's some things they need to clean up there, and certainly the second team offensive line has been a little bit vulnerable. So, I mean, you look across the board, and Clemson has, you know, five-star talent at really every position. But I don't know. I've been, for as much as we heard about how great and how strong Clemson thought this O-line was going to be, there have been some times where I've kind of wondered, okay, maybe I'm not seeing exactly what they're seeing in practice. And I think that they will get there. But that's been one part that I've kind of kept my eyes on through these first few weeks.
Yeah, a couple times Dabo's said that, and I'm like, I guess I don't know anything about offensive line play because they haven't looked good to me. But what about the defense? I mean, does Venables just blow your mind every week? Because last week they ran a scheme that I don't think I've ever seen them run with some of the linebackers and crossing and they shut down Derek King in Miami. So what's it like watching him every week coach that defense?
Yeah, I think it's one of the coolest parts about covering Clemson, to be completely honest, just to see the way that Brent Venables' mind works and just to see the way that he picks. He's just not – there's just not many people out there like him. You know, I think it was last year some of his defensive guys were joking about how they truly think that he watches like 14 hours of film every single day. And so I don't know why every year I – you know, ask questions about the quote-unquote vulnerabilities of the defense after they lose people, because Brent Venables at this point has proven that we should not question him and not doubt him. But it's just total reload momentum for Clemson at this point. Rebuilding is not really something that they do.
Sometimes I have to be honest. Sometimes I wonder if he's even human. You know, I mean, it's just incredible to watch.
It is remarkable.
It's crazy. What has Clemson, what the players, the coaches, have they said anything about their opponent, Georgia Tech, this week?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing that they've said is that, you know, this is a very improved Georgia Tech team. I mean, you know, last year obviously Clemson was planning for an entirely new staff and there was a ton of turnover and all that good stuff, but they just seem to be extremely impressed with how Georgia Tech has come on in year two. I know Dabo Swinney has said really good things about Jeff Collins, and I'm pretty sure Brent Venables' quarterback comparison this week was Baby Giraffe. And so, yeah, I mean, they seem to be really impressed with just the progress that they're making at this point.
And Grace, how is that, or has it changed with Tony Elliott being the offense coordinator by himself now that Jeff Scott's become the head coach at USF?
Yeah, I think it's been really seamless. I mean, Tony was always the primary play caller anyway, and so he's had that role since the end of 2014, beginning of 2015. And he had said that, you know, Jeff was very involved on the headset. You know, Tony's in the box, Jeff is on the sideline, and he was very involved in the passing game. He's obviously the wideouts coach, but you know, it seems like now quarterbacks coach Brandon Streeter has just kind of taken over that role. He's the passing game coordinator. And, I mean, Tony, just we talked about Brent, but just watching Tony prepare and the way that he does things as well is also just super fascinating to watch. I mean, he's a literal engineer, and I think it's cool to just see what he comes up with every single week.
Grace Rayner covers the Clemson Tigers for The Athletic. She joins us here as we're previewing the Georgia Tech Clemson game. The question I've been wanting to ask, Grace, as you, as somebody that covers the team, do you get annoying texts from Daniel when things aren't going well?
No, never. I always love talking to Daniel. It's so awesome having like a guy on staff who also follows the team I cover so closely. No such thing as annoying texts from Daniel ever.
Well, my best friend from who graduated the same day as me said every day, every game I get a text. He gets a text from me that says we don't belong on the same field with this team. That like 5 minutes into the game that I'm losing my mind. But and we know, you know, the secondary is being coached up by the young Shirley there as well. So that's a good thing for us. But when they go into these games where they're favored and they play, they're going to play a lot of guys like they always do. How does that? I mean, do the players talk about that to you about that's fun for, you know, because a lot of schools don't play as many guys as they do. Do the players talk about that through the season that, hey, we get more opportunities than maybe than we would at some other places?
Yeah, I think that's something that Clemson, I think Dabo had said that he thought they led the country the last several years in players played, and I would be inclined to believe that. I mean, it's very clear at Clemson that, A, the first string is going to get you a large enough lead to allow you to get on the field. And B, they need you and want you to get on the field if you're a backup, because this is how Dabo develops his team. This is how he builds depth. You know, every single year we always wonder, well, what are they going to do at position X, Y, Z? Well, Dabo's been building depth, you know, since before these guys ever took starting reps. And so, yeah, I think that's just one of the things that when you come into Clemson, that's kind of the reward that you get if you're a backup. You know, Dabo has always been very adamant about the fact that they prepare the same way, they practice the same way, they work just as hard, and Clemson is a place that makes it very clear you will play here. We do like to rotate kids in and out as much as possible.
Good stuff. Grace Rayner of The Athletic has been our guest. Grace, thanks for the time today. We really do appreciate it. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Yeah, thank y'all so much for having me. Appreciate it.